Global.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, the size of the current code is more than 72,000 pages. That's represented by this pallet right over here and the reams of paper. That's what the current tax code looks like. The best representation of my plan is this postcard. This is the size of what we're talking about right here. Taxpayers will be able to fill this out and file their taxes on that. You know, central to my plan is giving every American the option of throwing out that 3 million words of the current tax code, and I might add the cost of complying with all of that code, in order to pay a 20% flat tax on their income.
That's Texas Governor Rick Perry outlining his new economic plan, a simple 20% flat tax. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I am Doug Steffen, and you are here to get caught up. Chris Jansing on MSNBC talked to E.J. Dionne from The Washington Post. Also in the conversation, political analyst Steve McMahon. They talk about Rick Perry's idea for a flat tax and whether that'll be enough to revive his campaign.
Let's talk about the flat tax, first of all, E.J. Can this revive Rick Perry's campaign?
Well, I think when you look at what he's doing, there's short-term politics and then there's substance and long-term politics. The short-term politics, it's a good move because he needed to do something bold. He's been hemorrhaging supporters on the right end of the Republican Party to Herman Cain, who are attracted to Cain's plan. This is a very radical plan, both on the tax side and on the spending cuts it will require. That'll probably appeal to those voters. So short-term, it will probably help him. Long-term, there are some huge problems here. One is that flat taxes benefit the rich and hurt the middle class. He tries to get around that by saying, well, you can pay at the current rate if this tax is going to raise your taxes. What he does with that is massively increase the deficit. And so he then caps federal spending. And I noticed there was one word that did not appear in that Wall Street Journal piece. That word was Medicare. You cannot have the kind of cuts that he wants to make without really cutting into Medicare. So I think Mitt Romney is going to try not to look more liberal because by attacking this. You can't get to the right of this without abolishing the whole government. But I think he is going to argue that this thing is so radical that it would be an anchor around Perry's neck in the general election.
Let's go back to where this started for a second, because that's Herman Cain. He is forging ahead pretty much with his 999 plan, and I want to play for you guys part of a new radio ad he's got out there.
999 means jobs, jobs, jobs. I'm Herman Cain, a candidate for president, and I approve this message. But Obama doesn't. My 999 plan creates 6 million jobs. Obama doesn't want you to know because he doesn't want me to win.
See, this is what's always so interesting to me. 6 million new jobs, these kinds of numbers, are they realistic?
Well, I mean, they're as realistic as the 999 super pizza deal that Herman Cain's offering taxpayers. And really, that's what it is. He basically came up with this idea on a plane ride between two cities when he and his campaign advisors were bored. And it's captured the imagination, if there is an imagination, of the Republican primary electorate. It's absolutely, utterly ridiculous. And people have figured it out. Independent tax analysis has concluded 84% of Americans would get a tax increase. And even tax cutters like Rick Perry, whose plan is draconian itself, I mean, by offering a 20% rate, Rick Perry is basically saying that 999 is ridiculous. It's fantasy. And, you know, I think it's amusing, but it's crazy.
Well, it's amusing, it's memorable, and for a lot of people who want something done about the tax system, and it's very difficult to sort of figure all this stuff out, it sounds good because simple sounds good to them, EJ. And you have, on the other hand, Mitt Romney. What, he's got 160 pages of his economic plan, and so where does that leave him?
Well, there's another thing about simple, which is voters are very shrewd in figuring out pretty quickly, is this tax plan going to help me or hurt me? And a lot of voters, especially voters in New Hampshire, where they don't have either a sales tax or an income tax, say, wait a minute, all of a sudden, I'm going to be paying a 9% sales tax under the Cain plan, and in states that already have one, that'll be on top of existing sales taxes. So I think, over time, this idea is going to fall under its own weight.
Talk radio in review, with a focus is on Rick Perry and maybe him resurging a bit. From CNBC, John Hartwood talked to Rick Perry about how he plans to handle the economy if he's elected.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn $5 to $10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
O'Reilly. When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Talk radio in review with a focus is on Rick Perry and maybe him resurging a bit. From CNBC, John Hartwood talked to Rick Perry about how he plans to handle the economy if he's elected.
Year one, year two, you're going to blow a huge hole in the deficit, won't you?
I'm looking long term. I'm looking to get this country back on track. If you're looking for somebody that's going to nibble around the edges, if you're looking for somebody that's going to say, hey, listen, we're not going to make it hard on you, it's all going to work out, and it's just, you know, kumbaya, I'm not your guy. I know how to get this country back on track. And it's going to require some hard decisions, but it's going to have someone who understands that you have to give incentives to those job creators so that they have the confidence that they can risk their capital and have a return on investment. My plan does that.
Now, Standard & Poor's this summer downgraded the United States because they decided our political process wasn't serious enough about reducing the budget deficit. Why wouldn't your plan pose the risk that all of a sudden the world, Standard & Poor's, investors would say they are not serious about the budget deficit and trigger a financial crisis?
Because we're going to cut the budget. I mean, that's the big issue, as I said earlier. It's not about the tax plan per se. Here's how to put one in place that will give confidence to job creators. But the real issue is about spending. And if you don't get the spending under control, listen, Tom Coburn's got a great plan, Back in Black. $9 trillion worth of cuts. When you look at Paul Ryan, I mean, there are a number of plans out there that deal with entitlements, that deal with spending. These are some thoughtful guys, but they're tough decisions to be made. And anybody that's standing up and running for president and saying, hey, listen, everything's going to be all right, there's not going to be any sacrifice, it's just all going to be nice, smooth sailing, they're lying to you. This country is on the precipice. We need a president who will stand up and say, listen, we got to fix Social Security. You can call it anything you want. Those that are on it today, those that are fast approaching it, it's going to be there for them. But our kids need to understand that we need to give them some options, whether it's give them private accounts or what have you. Those are hard decisions that have to be made. I don't want to wake up in 2026 and have 23% of our Social Security cut overnight, because we didn't have the courage to do this, John. That's what this president must do, or the next president must do, is make hard decisions. I'm willing to do those, and I'm willing to be really honest with the American people.
Talk host Jack Ricciardi talking to Steve Forbes about his endorsement of Perry and why he supports this flat tax idea.
Now, you have endorsed Governor Rick Perry, and you are a flat tax proponent. Maybe you can help us understand. We were just musing about why the Perry proposal would give voters the choice of the flat 20% or sticking with the current tax scheme. Why would we want to have both?
The answer is to get around the demagogic attacks that are going to be coming, that they're going to destroy charities, they're going to destroy this, they're going to destroy that. And so Hong Kong has a variation of this with their flat tax and has had it for decades, where you let people see for themselves which one is better. And the idea of doing your tax return on a single sheet of paper or postcard instead of the monstrosity we have today, 99% would go there quickly, and the old thing is just going to wither on the vine. But people get hung up on, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose that. And so therefore, this just takes it away and says, see for yourself, don't trust us, the politicians, see for yourself which one is better. Then people become more open to doing the thing.
So you're saying we're going to offer both, but we really think almost everybody will go to the flat tax option right away.
When you get your tax forms, and last year the IRS told us, we spent 6.5 billion hours filling out tax forms, equivalent of 3 million full-time jobs. I think people are just going to say, the heck with this old junk, and let me do it in 5 minutes and be done with it.
Others would argue, well, you're now asking people to kind of do it twice. They're going to spend more time because they're going to calculate under the old system, and then they're going to calculate under the new system.
I think most people aren't even going to bother having those, say, your family of four, you have $50,000 of exemptions. I think most people are going to say this is a no-brainer. Yeah. I even had people tell me, even if they think they'd pay a few more dollars under the new one, they wouldn't. But they said even if they did, the simplicity of it, not having to spend hours and hours pulling together all these forms and everything else, just be done with it and go on to something more productive.
Right. And so, people have a fear of making a mistake and an innocent mistake and paying dearly for it.
Yeah, and then they get the notices, those friendly notices from the IRS. Well, no more notices from those folks.
Steve Forbes, he says that his plan would preserve mortgage interest deductions, charitable deductions, state and local tax exemptions, increase the standard deduction to $12,500. And I think most interestingly for me, he says he also would like to cap government spending at 18% of GDP. Are all of those things compatible with a flat tax?
Well, in terms of the increased exemptions, that's what I had, so you don't get in the thing you're hurting poor people. When I first proposed this in the mid-90s, back then I had family of four would have $36,000 of free of federal income tax before my rate hit. And so this updates it to $50,000. So that part's fine. The other contributions, deductions, I did not have in my plan. He caps it at a certain income level, less than $500,000. And again, I think that's to fend off political criticism. I had a much simpler one. But hey, in this environment, I'll take anything over the monster we have today. And I'm delighted he got a low rate and those generous exemptions, gets the corporate tax rate down, gets rid of the debt tax, and doesn't tax Social Security payments anymore. So overall, this is pretty good.
There's a new poll out, and Herman Cain is on top. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know what we do here? Talk radio, talk television, the new media. All are the focus what people are talking about, and that includes certainly the presidential race. Here host Bill Radke, Tom Tangney, and Lisa Thompson talk about this late poll, which shows Herman Cain in first place, with Rick Perry falling now to fifth.
The latest CBS News New York Times poll shows a dramatic switcheroo in popularity between Herman Cain and Rick Perry.
What's striking about this poll is just how big of a hill Rick Perry is going to have to climb if he's going to get back into this race. He led our poll 1 month ago, and now his numbers have almost flipped with Herman Cain. They've just jumped right past each other. And what is also really interesting is I think that says the more that people see Rick Perry, the more they seem to like Herman Cain.
CBS News chief political correspondent there says Cain went from 5% last month up to 25% now. Perry is imitating Netflix stock, going from 23% to 6%. Mitt Romney is the stable one.
Mitt Romney's numbers are staying really consistent. Throughout our polling, he's been either in second place, like he is today, or tied for first. So we're seeing him kind of have this ground of support that I think is going to bode well for him as this thing goes forward.
Crawford says these candidates are being watched and weighed by Republicans to an extraordinary degree.
78% of Republicans are paying attention to this race right now. We've seen that reflected in the viewers who are tuning in to these debates among the Republican candidates. And when I go out there and talk to voters and listen to these candidates, they're all saying the same thing. They think this election is historic, that they have to get the White House back from President Obama to put this country back on the right track.
Still hope for all the candidates, too, as the poll shows most Republicans are still considering their choices. 8 out of 10 calling themselves undecided.
But what's impressive for me is that 78% of Republicans are following this very closely. They may not have decided, but they are. This is, you know, as you guys keep mocking me for talking about, the election is only, you know, 2 months away. Still, there's a lot of interest on the Republican side. How many months away is it now? Next November? No, but I mean the nominations. Right. It really starts with the primaries, and that's the first one's going to be in early January.
Host Todd Feinberg and S.E. Cupps talked to the Boston Herald's Joe Battenfield about Herman Cain's new commercial.
Now, Herman Cain web ad is a bizarre little piece where his, apparently his campaign manager has an ego that's out of control and he wants to make himself the star of the campaign. So he did this little ad where he talks about how they're, you know, running the best campaign in history and they're going to march right into the White House, and it's totally stupid.
And it was such a good ad that I need to have a post-quittal smoke afterwards.
Why? First of all, there's a number of things wrong with his ad. Number one, the guy smoking at the end, blowing smoke at the end. What is that about? Is that going to broaden your appeal? If you're looking to prove to people that you're experienced and that you're not some kind of weirdo, why do you do that? Why? And then at the end, he does this creepy little smile. Did you see that?
Or Herman Cain does. Yeah,
in a horror movie or something.
Or like he's the consumer reporter on the news.
It's really weird.
Well, that too.
It's weird top to bottom.
And then his campaign manager also uses the slogan, says at one point, "Together we can," which, as we know, was our governor's slogan when he ran for governor. But I understand, I mean, who has your campaign manager do an ad for you?
Only your campaign manager does.
Yeah, well, I think this was a Mark Block decision.
And this guy was banned from politics for like 3 years in Wisconsin for some ethical violations.
Yeah,
they wouldn't even let him get in politics. I'd never even heard of being banned for politics, but apparently he was.
He seems not at all creepy to me.
No, not at all creepy. No.
And are you going to put in that list of mistakes that Mitt's opponents have made Rick Perry's comments?
I was about to say that Rick Perry, all of a sudden bringing up the birth certificate issue, for God knows what reason, it worked so great for other people, for Donald Trump, and then at least they finally got Obama to produce it.
Well, I have a reason. I have the reason. I just read on Twitter, Rick Perry told CNBC's John Harwood that on the birther issue, it's a good issue to keep alive. It's fun to poke at him.
Up next, we shift over to Iraq and the president's announcement that all the troops will be out by Christmas. Next up on the countdown.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit uso.org.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you'll want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We've reached the halfway point in this hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our focus now is Iraq. Talk host Bob Del Giorno with Michael O'Hanlon from the Brookings Institute. And they talk here about the president's announcement that American troops will be out of Iraq by Christmas.
It's nothing new what the president had to say, that announcing last week that the last American soldier would leave Iraq by the end of the year. But doesn't that agreement actually go back with President Bush 3 years ago?
Yes, you're correct. And therefore, there would have had to be a new agreement, which people have spent much of the last year trying to negotiate. But as you're probably aware, the Iraqis couldn't quite get around to a decision. And when they finally did suggest a deal, it was going to deny American troops any legal immunity so that if they were charged with crimes, they'd be charged and tried in Iraqi courts, and that was unacceptable to the Pentagon. So that's basically where it broke down. So I don't know that we really had a choice in the end about keeping even a modest number.
All right, is it worth maybe reopening negotiations, try to still work it out?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it would be beneficial. The costs and the risks would be pretty modest for American troops if we stayed with a few thousand people. And that's, you know, so many fewer than we had during the war. I mean, even if we, let's say, kept 5,000 or 10,000, that would be less than 10% the number that we had during the fighting. In fact, it'd be more like 5% the number we had during the fighting, and 5% the cost, and probably less than 5% the casualties. So to preserve some level of stability there for two or three more years as Iraqis try to consolidate their democracy, which is still pretty fragile, I think that would have been a good thing. And if we could find a way to do it, we should still try. But I'm not sure that's going to be possible.
All right. And since the Iraqi security forces, well, I'm getting mixed reaction from a lot of veterans that are calling. Some are saying, hey, look, they don't want us there, and they feel that they can do all right on their own. There are others saying there's no way. That they agree with the critics that, hey, this is possibly going to be opening the door for countries like Iran to take advantage of our departure.
So. Well, it's a good debate, and because there's some validity to all the points of view you just mentioned. And we'll know a lot more in the next year about how this is going to work out, because we'll probably actually see. We'll see the evidence. But, you know, Iran's already pretty active in Iraq, unfortunately, and that would be true with or without American forces. I think there's a chance we could help the Iraqis stiffen their own backbone against Iran if we were there. But on the other hand, Iraqis are pretty good at standing up to Iran on their own, at least some of them. It depends on which sectarian group, which political party, et cetera. And so I'm not sure the Iran factor is reason enough to stay. But I think Iraqis themselves are not, you know, not always getting along well with each other. And that's a big part of the reassurance mission that I think we can still provide. And it would be good if we could, to help them, you know, basically consolidate their democracy and their peace for another couple, 3 years. That's what I'd like to see us stay for. Now, they'll probably do okay on their own, but I'd rather not take the gamble.
Here's radio man Charlie Sykes talking about what he believes are the real reasons that the president is bringing the troops home.
This is a big deal. On Friday, the president of the United States spoke to the world and said that he was keeping his campaign promise that every single troop will be withdrawn, every single American troop will be withdrawn from Iraq by the end of the year. Now, this is a heavy lifting inside check. What was he actually announcing? Now, I understand that most of the media, along with the Obama campaign, is saying, you know, this is great news, that the administration has kept its campaign promise, and here is another foreign policy success by Barack Obama. But what was the actual news that broke on Friday? What did the president actually announce? What do you mean, Charlie? He announced that we'd be pulling out by the end of the year. Well, a little bit of a backstory, and I wonder how many people know, and I'll ask you, Scott, because you follow the news professionally, did you actually know that the Status of Forces Agreement that was signed and ratified in 2008 when President George W. Bush was the president, stated in part, all United States forces shall withdraw from all Iraqi territory no later than December 31st, 2011. Did you know that? That you actually had a Status of Forces Agreement signed by the previous president that had this exact same timeline. So this had been something that was ratified by the Iraqi parliament, you know, signed by the president of the United States, that we were going to be have all of our troops removed by December 31st, 2011. So when the president made the announcement, what was actually the news element of the, you know, what was he really saying?
The announcement was an announcement of the diplomatic failure of this administration to work a deal where United States troops would be immune from prosecution in any war crimes or anything like that while they were still on their soil.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. What actually happened that was different is everybody had thought, that, and the administration had said that negotiations were on track to come up with this agreement to leave a residual force, which is what the Army, the Marines, what the Defense Department always expected would happen, that we would withdraw our troops, we would leave residual forces there, because you don't want to just completely bug out, and those negotiations failed. Well, the Iraqi government would not agree, and the United States apparently was not willing to press the issue.
I'd like to go one step further and say the reason that they failed is that Maliki is already making deals with Iran, and Iran's influence is just going to become stronger and stronger.
To Libya we go, and the discussion which continues on the killing of Gaddafi, next on the Talk Radio Roundup.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. 800-516-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
This Halloween, the savings are sweeter at Sam's Club. Dress up any get-together in every goodie bag with members-only low prices on brand-name candy, snacks and drinks, festive cookie cakes, cupcakes and more. Not a member? Then we've got a treat for you. Join Sam's Club October 24th through the 31st and get a $10 gift card with an Advantage membership, $25 gift card with a Plus membership. That's 1 week only, so hurry in, start saving, and let the goblin begin. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Talk radio in review, the hot hits, if you will, the daily two-hour version. This is an hour that deals with three or four different things, if we have time, and we're on to Libya now. On Fox, Shepard Smith talked to Greg Palcott, a correspondent there at the secret burial place of Gaddafi.
Officials now say Colonel Muammar Gaddafi is now deep underground. The show-off tour of his body has ended, apparently, and he's buried. A military spokesman says they buried him along with one of his sons and an aide in an unmarked grave at a secret location. Greg Palcott streaming live from Misrata, which is outside the capital city there. Greg, how did this go down, and what's the reaction there?
Well, Shep, right to the end, even in death, Gaddafi causing problems, raising questions. The final one is where and how he would be buried. His body, along with his son Motassem and his ex-defense chief, was taken out of that meat locker public display where it had been for the past couple of days. Islamic prayers were read in a ceremony about 5 a.m. local time this morning, and then they were whisked off to an undisclosed location out in the desert outside of the city of Misrata for burial. Authorities here rejected the request from family and tribal members for Gaddafi to be buried just outside of his hometown of Sirte. They didn't want anything to be turned into a shrine. The folks around here we talked to today seemed relieved. Take a listen.
We killed the most dangerous guy in the world.
And now that he's buried, and now that he's under the ground?
Yes, everything, now we are feeling very happy.
People we spoke to also didn't seem too bothered about how he was killed. Critics have said he was beaten and abused before he died. Authorities say they are conducting an investigation. A final autopsy report would be released later this week. But my own conversations with militia officials who are connected with those who caught and then killed Gaddafi, well, they write it off as a casualty of war. A mass murderer has been killed. Finally, Saif al-Islam, the son of Muammar Gaddafi, he still remains on the run. The latest reports we're getting today is he is headed towards the southern border of Libya with Niger, trying to avoid the fate of his father.
Here's host Charlie Butcher talking to former Congressman Mark Sauder about what he believes is next for Libya.
The Libyan rebels, their first announcement is that they're going to bring a lot of Sharia law back to the country.
Well, Sharia law is particularly not good for Christians, not good for Jews, not good for women, and not good for talk show hosts.
Yeah.
You either get beheaded or you get burqas. You can probably choose.
Yeah.
To go over there. The problem is that Gaddafi, both times I was over there, warned that there were more radical Islamic forces, that he was Sunni. The Shia tend to believe in Sharia law and more strict application. They were based over in Benghazi, which is on the east side, rather than in Tripoli. Tripoli is a more highly educated area with the universities and so on. But the plain truth of the matter is when these revolutions occur, it tends to be that the college professors and some of the educated groups emerge first. But they aren't as good as street fighters, as thugs and people who believe they get 99 or 900 virgins if they die. So trends are bad. Arab Spring doesn't mean lots of pretty flowers.
Yeah. All we did was get rid of some tyrants, and it looks like it might be replaced with more tyrants.
Well, there are thugs who kill people who are brutal dictators, but who basically are relatively content brutalizing their own people. And the problem with the more radical Islamic factions is they believe they need to go wipe out Israel's friends and us too. And so it actually, when some of these guys go down, like in Egypt or in Libya, you get rid of a bad guy, but you get a bad guy who might be coming after us. And the problem over in Afghanistan is not dissimilar.
Yeah.
When we announce we're leaving a region, all of a sudden the groups, especially when you have a Pashtun, that's the tribal group that's in the southern part of Afghanistan, and Karzai is part of that, and most of Pakistan is that, and he looks at it and goes, well, the United States is leaving. I think I'll choose the person who's next door with the nuclear arms.
So is this kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod to the United States kind of comment? I mean, will the government take this at face value, or is there more to this that people at the top probably understand?
Well, they have deep rivalries along the Pakistan-Afghan border, even among the Pashtun people. But about half of his government isn't Pashtun, and they're immediately reacting other ways. But that's what was happening before we went in. There was a war going on between the Northern Alliance and the tribal groups in the north versus the ones in the south who were getting bases in Pakistan. So basically, the challenge here is Afghanistan may divide and crumble or align part of it with Pakistan. Our interest has to be in these cases. We can't establish democracy all over the world. What we need to do is make sure they aren't coming after us. And if Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya and other places reform, build terrorist bases again, and try to develop weapons to come after us, it's a different matter. Otherwise, basically, they're going
to
fight.
Host Rick Barber talking to Middle East expert Matthew Duss about the future of that country, the country Libya.
From what you've seen so far, are you encouraged at what's happening in Libya?
Well, I'm encouraged that Muammar Gaddafi is gone, leaving aside the manner in which he was taken from this earth. But still, it's a very, very positive thing that his regime seems to be over. But there are still very, very real questions as to what path this new government will take and what new Libya will look like.
Well, what direction do you think they're going to go? Because we've been watching what happened in Egypt, and that's not so encouraging.
Right. There are questions about Egypt as well. But Libya, I mean, we have this transitional council. As you mentioned, Mr. Jarreel, the leader of that transitional council, made a speech yesterday where he said that Libya would be a democracy, but it would also be based in Islamic law. And I think we have to be careful not to make too much of that. I think there are certain aspects in which Western society, such as ours, we find a lot of our civil code or our ideas about justice based in our religious faith. So I think it's a fine line between calling something an Islamic state and simply saying that our democratic values and laws and civil society will be based in the common religious faith of the people. But again, I mean, Libya is its oil resources are still very much online, so that's continuing. I mean, that's a very positive thing. They will have the resources to kind of rebuild and set up a new Libya. But I think a lot depends on the amount of engagement we'll see from Western countries, Europe especially, but also the United States, in terms of helping the Libyans set up transparent and honest rule of law society.
The right wing seems to think that Libya is going to... Their first concern is they're going to have Sharia law, Well, isn't that what Saudi Arabia has?
That's correct. Saudi Arabia is probably the most extreme example, and it's the example along with Iran that is often brought up because they do have a very extreme a civil code that is based very explicitly in one of the most extreme interpretations of Islamic Sharia law, women not being able to drive, although people hope that will change, women having to wear the veil, no alcohol, etc. But again, as I said, that's a very extreme interpretation, and there are other countries in the Islamic world, if I can use that term, in which the civil code is based to some extent in Islamic Sharia law that are far less extreme.
All right, Occupy Wall Street. The protesters are in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's get to the Occupy Wall Street protestors and what they are protesting. Here hosts Matt Allen and Tara Granahan. Talk to Mike McCarthy, who is a spokesperson for Occupy Providence, about a letter they recently sent to the mayor to try to get a dialogue started about some of the issues the protesters think are the most important.
You guys delivered a letter to the mayor. What did the letter say? What was the intent?
The intent of the letter was first to thank the city of Providence, including the authorities, for being so cordial and welcoming. So far, we've had what amounts to be probably one of the most peaceful of the occupies nationwide and perhaps internationally, simply because the commissioner and the mayor have been very hands-off. They have not sent a lot of extra police, and it's been very cordial. And also, the letter went forward to state that we feel like this was an expression and is an expression of free speech, and that we should be allowed to continue to stay. And thank the Rhode Islanders for this continued support. The outpouring has been incredible. And finally, just to open the dialogue, because there are some small issues and some large issues that the city would like to be able to address with us. And in many cases, because we do everything democratically, it takes so long to sort through those issues that we want to be able to create a spokes council where people could address those issues quickly. In some cases, there are issues regarding the grass and the restrooms and so forth. And a few issues have come up that were quite important, and so we want to make sure that we're able to respond to those, any concerns the commissioner may or may have as we move forward.
What are the issues specifically that they brought up to you from the city side?
Well, in some cases, it's about the irrigation of the grass and the maintenance of the facilities that are nearby as well. Obviously, there's a serious budget crisis in Rhode Island at large, and they don't want to have to spend any money. They don't want to spend dealing with any kind of damage and so forth that we may cause to the property. We did issue a statement even before we began to occupy that it was our intention to do everything we could and to make sure the park is in better condition than we found it. Actually, we do have an individual who is going to donate seed and sod, and an organization which is stocks full of people that know landscaping officially. And so it's kind of interesting to have some opportunities to step forward and actually do some good work and assist if they would be willing to let us do that.
Mike, we've heard you speak. You're very well spoken. You're a military man. Do you have a job?
Yes, I do. I'm a full-time animator. I started in an animation studio at ASU20 in Providence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also a student, so I've been balancing those two roles. And obviously doing this kind of activism has put a damper both on my studies and my work, but I've managed to balance it so far, and I hope I'm able to as we continue because this has been very important to me.
So you're not missing work in school in order to sit in with the Occupy Providence folks?
Well, I'm lucky that I'm a freelance artist. So I have opportunities to move work around and do what I can, but it has been very difficult, and I do have to put in some more time at work. There are also a lot of people who are full-time workers. You know, between 8 and 4 in the park, actually is less populated, and one of the reasons, the biggest reason, is because people are actually daytime workers.
Host Dave Ross and Luke Burbank talking to protester Jesse LaGreca about his run-in with Fox News, an interview Fox decided not to do. But a lot of people have seen it anyway all over the Internet.
Greta Van Susteren's Fox program sent a producer out to get some tape on the Occupy Wall Street movement, and they got this interview with Jesse LaGreca.
Say, for instance, when Glenn Beck was doing his protest, and he called the president a person who hates white people and white culture. That was a low moment in American history, and you guys kind of had a big part in it. So I'm glad to see you coming around and kind of paying attention to what the other 99% of Americans are paying attention to, as opposed to the far-right fringe who would love to just destroy the middle class entirely.
Fox elected not to use that particular soundbite. But it managed to find its way out of the Internet anyway and turn Jesse into one of the most visible spokespersons for the Occupy Wall Street movement. And he's with us today. Welcome, Jesse.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you've taken the media to task for, I think you told Greta Van, not Greta, but Christiane Amanpour that your appearance on This Week the other day was the first time that I ever had a working class guest on the air.
Yeah, if anything, it kind of made me laugh because there's me and there's four other, you know, guests on the show, and they've all, you know, earned their say to, you know, the right to have what to say. I kind of felt like it was a mismatch. You know, it should have been a 4-on-4. They could have given me, like, a librarian and a teacher and a firefighter, something like that, you know, make it like, if you're going to have a battle royale, it shouldn't be a 4-on-1. It should be a 4-on-4, you know?
And a part of why your story exploded was, number one, because you sort of laid out the points of Occupy Wall Street in a way that hadn't been previously put that way to the media, but also because Fox didn't want to use the tape, and the actual tape that made the Internet was someone videotaping you being interviewed by Fox and then the tape not being used, right?
Yeah, exactly. What happens with Fox News, News Corporation in particular, is that they leave the truth on the cutting floor and they just kind of push the narrative that they want. And I've actually done several interviews with Fox since then, and they refuse to air any of them. And I was approached by a Fox News reporter, I can't recall her name off the top of my head right now, Sally Kahn, who's very honest. She's one of the few people at News Corporation who I have any respect for. And they asked me to do an interview, and I had to respectfully decline because I'm not going to put myself into a position where they can misconstrue my words or edit it selectively. You know, I respect Sally Kahn. I have absolutely zero respect for her bosses. So I'm not interested in doing that.
Find out more about the stories behind the story, if you will, in the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.
You can bet.